From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Iraq, the U.S. Secretary of Defense. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has arrived in Iraq for talks with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Correspondent Carla Babb is with the Secretary and spoke with VOA about the Secretary's goals.
He's looking at what can be done economically. What do the Iraqis need to help them rebuild the areas that they've retaken from the Islamic State? He's also looking at political reforms and pushing for political development within Baghdad. And then finally, he wants to look at the military campaign itself and see what can the U.S. contribute to the Iraqis and to the coalition.
Secretary Carter is also looking for an update on the fight to retake Mosul from the militants. The visit comes as Washington considers an increase in the number of American troops in Iraq. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador reached more than 270 late Sunday. The quake struck along Ecuador's Pacific coast, where we understand help is arriving from Gabriela Benitez of World Vision.
All the authorities have been there since the first earthquake. And we also, as an NGO, we are coordinating all the efforts and all the response with the local authorities and also with the humanitarian team of the country.
Across the Pacific, at least 42 have died from Thursday and Friday's earthquakes. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties were due to begin new UN-brokered peace talks Monday in Kuwait, but the negotiations appeared to be delayed with rebel delegates failing to arrive. Yemeni government officials accused the Houthis of intentionally delaying the process, which is aimed at ending an 18-month conflict. This is VOA News. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Sean Burgess is a Brazil expert at Australian National University.
This is the second time that a Brazilian president has been impeached, and it's not entirely clear how strong the legality of it was, but what is clear is that there's been a statement made that the Congress has the power to impeach the president. Now, this, of course, doesn't mean that she's out of office, but the Chamber of Deputies has made a pretty strong statement.
Opposition to President Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls in 2014 to increase her chances for re-election. About 7,000 demonstrators marched Sunday throughout central Brussels.
We came together, black people, white people, from different clubs to make their statement against terrorism. We are Belgians. It's time that all Belgians stand up against terrorism.
Brussels is still in shock over last month's terrorist attacks that killed 32 when suicide bombers blew themselves up at the Brussels airport and a subway station. Police have arrested six suspects so far, and they say the extremist cell that attacked Brussels was linked to the November terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said after a meeting in Qatar that they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. Some analysts say capping output will not improve oil prices in the short run. Spencer Welsh is with the IHS Global.
In reality, it doesn't mean much because the people involved are talking about freezing their production level at already high rates into a market that is still oversupplied.
The lower prices have cost oil exporters billions of dollars and damaged some already fragile economies. The United Nations warned Monday that growing attacks as well as the misuse of medical and education facilities by all parties to the Afghan conflict have reduced the availability of health care and limited children's access to these essential services in the past 3 years. A new report jointly produced by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan and UNICEF says violence-related activities last year killed 31 health workers and personnel associated with the education sector, and it wounded another 58 while 115 were abducted. The U.S. High Court will consider the fate of as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants today when Supreme Court justices hear opening arguments in a landmark case debating the legality of President Obama's executive actions on immigration. A lawsuit asked the court to consider whether the 2014 executive order deferring deportations for some undocumented immigrants is within the government's authority. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.